Delighted to have as my guest today, Joe Cox, who's chair of the Leek Art Festival. Good morning, Joe. Hope you're well.
Good morning, Dave. Yes, very well, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
No problem at all. I should imagine you're getting very tired and anxious now because it's not too far off, the festival.
Well, actually, this is the time now where everything is in place. And we hope we've got it all in place that it works like clockwork. And because all the work has been going on for months now, a lot of people don't realise it, but we actually start thinking about the festival in the September before.
Yeah, I can imagine it. I know these sort of things take months. Can you give us a bit of a history of the Leek Arts Festival? How long has it been going now?
Gosh, well, we're going to be celebrating our 50th anniversary next year. So that's going to be a big year for us. And it was started by various people, but Dave Reed has been a big influence on the festival, and he started it as I think it was mainly a folk festival, as well as I believe that there were some art exhibitions. This is something that I'm quite unfamiliar with, as I joined in 2019. So this is a bit of a learning curve for me still for the festival. So yes, it's just been going for 50 years. It's something now that people look forward to seeing every May. And yeah, we've got a new team in place, and we're just sort of trying to perhaps update it a little bit, and you know, bring in some different ideas and update the program.
Yeah, as ever, things like this always evolve, don't they? They start off as something, and as you say, 50 years or more, nearly 50 years further on down the line, it's evolved into something maybe totally different. But you've got a really great eclectic list of performers, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We all have our own input in, and I think one of the nice things about the festival is that all the committee have got their own ideas. So we're not sort of stuck with one genre, so to speak. And we all, in September, we all have our meeting and we sit down. We've got a wish list. We all have a little bit of a think about what we'd like to do over the summer. And then we all sort of bring it to the table and discuss it. And I have to say, sometimes we don't agree with each other. And then if somebody's really keen, you've got to sell it to us. And so that's how it goes about, basically how we do it. And I think that's why we get a nice variety, because everybody's got a different opinion, everybody's got their likes. And also, one of the other things that we always bear in mind at Dave is that at the end of the day, it's about the audience, it's about the people who are coming to the festival, and you know, are they going to like what we've got on offer? And you know, come and see the events that we put on for them.
Yeah, you want different types of audience. You don't just want the same type, do you? And you've actually got a lot of different types. I mean, you've gone from an indie band through Edith Piaf, and also you've still got the country element in Ashley Campbell, haven't you?
Yes, yeah. I think this year actually it is a very, very eclectic mix. We've got Dodgy. That's a well-known indie band. They are on their 20th anniversary, and actually, we've already sold out with Dodgy. So that's really good to know that we've made the right choice. People have bought tickets, and we're full now. Ashley Campbell, she's a new one for us because I don't actually think that the festival has ever done country music.
Right.
So that's the first. And she's a contemporary country music artist. And the name might be familiar, her surname, but she is the daughter of Glenn Campbell.
Yeah.
And she's inherited his, you know, talent, and so I think that'll be I'm really looking forward to seeing her. Actually, she's a really strong woman artist, and I was particularly keen to get her because country music sort of has been in the doldrums for a long time, and I think these young artists are coming up now and offering something a little bit more different to contemporary for newer and younger audiences.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right with the country music, because I'm interviewing someone today with Luke Coombs, who's a big country artist now, a big big one over in America. But you've also got sort of the French in as well, haven't you? You've got the Piaf with Christine Bravel.
Yes. She's another interesting artist. It's a little bit different, her show is. It's sort of almost like a Parisian cabaret show. And it's Christine first came to prominence on the Edinburgh Fringe Festival with her show about Edith Piaf. So she isn't sort of imitating her. She's talking about her love of how she fell in love with Edith Piaf, and the French famous French singer who sang Je ne regrette rien and Le Vie en Rose. And she's self-penned an homage to this artist, and I think she's really well known for it now, and I just thought it'd be something different to bring to the festival. So I'm really looking forward to Christine's show.
Absolutely, absolutely lovely touch that. And of course, you've got people who are talking as well, haven't you? You've got John Robb, yeah, and you've got Nigel Planer, I think, who are going to give talks and so on, aren't they?
Yes, yeah. Now, we had John Robb last year. He came and spoke with the member of the Skids. Oh, gosh. I've just gone out of my head now. The lead singer of the Skids.
Right, okay. Okay, don't worry about it, yep.
Yeah, we'll have to watch that, yeah. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, John Robb, yes, musician, journalist. He, in fact, I suppose he invented the expression Britpop. So he's been around the scene for a long time, and he's going to be joined by Martin Brammer from The Fall. So that should be interesting. I noticed, actually, last year when John Robb came, it's something that that the men like, that I know that the audience, there was, I would have said there was 75% male. And so I think it's something that perhaps, you know, if they'd been an icon in that era, if you were a teenager in that era, it'll be really interesting to talk how they, you know, got to be famous, or how the work they did and put into it and everything. So that should be good. And then, as you said, we've got Nigel Planer. Everybody, sort of age, you know, in the late 50s, early 60s. We all remember the young ones from the 80s. And, so that should be good. I mean, I think it's funny, his title, that his tour is called Young Once, and weren't we all having a good time, yeah.
It's the title of his autobiography, isn't it, Young Once? And yeah. I think, and I have read, I started reading it, and I've got so many things on, I sort of put it to one side, so it's to be completed, if you like. But you always try and bring in a bit of international dimension, and you always bring in, of course, local talent, don't you?
Yes, we've got, well, internationally, we've got Laurel Meets the Obsolete, and I have to say, I'd never heard of her when Steve, who does our publicity and a lot of our booking, Steve Hammersley, he was really keen to bring her over, or them over, and they're from Mexico, and but they live in California. And I would say that they are sort of very atmospheric, avant-garde, experimental, and so that should be interesting. And we've got the Hanging Stars. They're a local, an English band. They are coming as well, and with guests, the John Street Revival, who are local. So, and the Hanging Stars, I suppose they've dug their chops into touring with Edwin Collins. So they've, they're slowly, we like to get bands that are on the up, if you like, because the festival offers, actually, the Foxlow offers a really intimate venue. So there'll only be 180 people there, and I think it's really great that people can come and see people close up, as opposed to going to a huge, bigger arena. And so we like to just get bands in that people can get the chance to see them a little bit, close up and personal, I suppose you could say. And then afterwards, quite often they'll come out and sign autographs.
Yeah, that's really good. And of course, always a big draw. The Peak District Big Band, that's always a big draw, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yes. And I was quite keen this year, actually, to support youngsters. And the Peak District Big Band, they are really fantastic. And I would say to people, please come out and support these youngsters, because they are so talented, Dave. They're all under 18. The lead singer's 14, and he can, he doesn't just sing, but he plays the piano as well. And can improvise, which I think is a real talent. And they all have a wonderful time. And I just think that it's so important to support talented youngsters who have taken the effort to learn the guitar, playing the trumpet, the trombone. And it's just a really, really lovely evening. So it's great to have them back. And for the first time, we've got a theatre company that, again, are youngsters, Dave. They are called Lucid Spark. And it's, I think this is the first time for the festival as well. This company is going to be performing Shakespeare. So we've never had a Shakespeare play at the festival. And they're going to do Shakespeare's comedy, Much Ado About Nothing. So I'm really I'm looking forward to seeing them as well, because these youngsters have been to drama school, and it's very difficult to get work when if you want to get into the acting profession. So they've been very clever and started their own little theatre company.
That's
which
good.
I think is very entrepreneurial of them.
Yeah.
And so I would say to people, please come along and support these youngsters who've, there might be a star in there, and you can say in 5 or 10 years' time, oh, I saw them. They were brilliant.
Yeah, well, you've really put together a really good program this year. As you say, it has evolved, and you've already said there are things going on that have not gone on before, so it's really good. How do you get tickets?
Right, so we've got our dedicated website, www.leekartsfestival.co.uk, and because a lot of people like to buy them online now, and also you can get physical tickets, and they are for sale at the Foxlow in the cafe. And I would also just like to say, Dave, as well, we've got a leaflet out, and on the leaflet, and actually also on the website, we have our umbrella events. And these are people who've put their own events on, and we support them by giving them free publicity. We include them in the festival program, and also we give them a link on the website so that they can sell their tickets. So some of the umbrella events, if you don't mind me mentioning.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, so we've got Endon Dramatic Society. They are doing a play called Dead Guilty. At the beginning of May, we've got Hans Zimmer Candlelight Experience. So you can get tickets from luminosexperience.com. And we've got... we've got the Morris Dancing as well on the May the 9th and an afternoon with the Peace Choir. Leek Theatre doing a sing-along concert. And as I say, you can find a lot of those listed on the website. And not forgetting, Dave Reed is putting on the Birmingham Conservatoire, and you can get tickets from the Foxlow Arts Centre and also on our website. And there's lots more going on.
I was going to say, it's Leek will be alive, won't it, through the month of May, yeah. Really. So, yeah. Jo, it's been lovely talking to you. I'm sure everything's going to be a great success, but make sure you come back next year when it's your 50th.
Yes, and gosh, we'll have to put our thinking caps on there, but we've already got some ideas, so watch this space, Dave.
I certainly will. Jo, thanks ever so much. It's been a delight talking to you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.